This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers won't extend the city's curfew. He says he's impressed with how demonstrators respected the tradition of peaceful protesting.
What's happened over the last 5 days in Colorado Springs, in my opinion, is in the highest traditions of social action in America. People passionate about a very worthy cause, very vocal about it, but not letting outside influences that have a different message and don't share their methods of nonviolent protest infiltrate and turn things a different direction.
The curfew expired this morning. Glenwood Hot Springs and the Iron Mountain Hot Springs reopened today. Vicki Nash of the group Hot Springs Connection says facilities will operate at less capacity and follow other rules to prevent infection.
Everything from adding more sanitation machines throughout the properties, disinfecting schedules. Guests will definitely notice more staff visibly cleaning the bars that go out down into the pools.
Casinos in Black Hawk and Central City can reopen with just slot machines. They'll have to stay below 50% capacity, monitor employees for COVID symptoms, and provide accommodations for workers in high-risk groups. Gaming tables might reopen in about 3 weeks. Currently 74 degrees. Skies are partly cloudy in Metro Denver. It is 66 and sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.